morning, everybody. Nick DiCilio here on 720 WGN. That music that you hear is from the band Trick Shooter Social Club, and it's from their second album, which is called Generator. And they have two members of the band live. We're going to talk about the CD and hear actual full songs from it. But we want to welcome these guys to the show. We have Steve Szymanczyk. I got it right.
You got it right.
All
thanks,
right.
Nick.
Steve Szymanczyk and Larry Liss.
Yes.
Guys, welcome. You know, it's funny. You guys were listening to the show out in the green room lobby area. And Steve, you said that you indeed are from Detroit.
I am from Detroit, yes.
So you, Uncle Ted, is part of your culture.
Ted's part of the upbringing, yeah, unfortunately. So, he used to play like Cobo Hall in Detroit like every year. Same gig, Buffalo, Flaming thing.
Yeah.
It was like his deal. But I love that he's hanging on and doing it at the House of Blues.
He did it at the House of Blues. I mean, could you guys play the House of Blues?
We were there last Friday. I didn't see any vestige of the Buffalo.
They've cleaned up the Buffalo since then.
No Buffalo.
But, you know, it's so odd because I've been, you know, by the way, House of Blues, you can all agree, an amazing room to play.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Such a thrill.
It's great. But I can't imagine him coming out on a Buffalo in that stage. Yeah. I'm like, what? How in God's name did he?
Prim and proper boxes lining the
room. Exactly. And then, and then there's this Buffalo. Larry, you're from Chicago.
I am.
All right, born and raised?
I have been, yeah, in Evanston.
In Evanston. Oh, yeah. Good for you. Well, and Detroit, you're a Red Wings fan?
Yeah, I am. Yeah,
okay, we're done talking. No, I'm kidding.
Thanks much for your time, Nick. I'll be seeing myself.
Thanks for
out
coming
now.
In. Yeah. You can walk out on your own. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Although I hate the Red Wings, but so how did you guys get together? You said that this was a project that you guys got together on a while back.
Yeah, you know, Larry and I had both been in a bunch of bands over the years, and we were in a band together that ended. And as we both decided, let's get together and start writing a little bit. And literally, this was probably maybe 5-6 years ago, we found this guy, is being in small bands, here's the life you live. This guy had like a house in like Edgewater that was like a studio. He'd rent out his basement as like a studio space to like, you know, record and rehearse. So we're like, we'll do that. It's really cheap. So we go down there, and like his wife would be like making tacos. You know, they'd be like a dog.
The ad read studio, and I think we just like the basement that wasn't being rented at that point.
Yeah.
So our humble beginnings were, you know, we just started writing these songs that became Trick Shooter, and we'd get together literally twice a week with a couple of acoustics and started like, you know, etching out these songs. It was good. It was just a space to really focus on new work.
Yeah.
And we wanted it to feel really organic and to feel like the bones of rock and roll. So there's a little country, there's a little bit of R&B, there's some straight up rock, and that was sort of the model. And also, in Social Club's kind of important to us because the band sort of flexes and shrinks. We have a core, but you know, we've both been in bands where it's four guys staring at their shoes and, you know, band as gang. And it was like, we want it to be about community. So we have like musicians that come in and sit in with us, and, you know, it rotates a bit too. So there's a real flow to it.
Yeah. I went, you know, when I was checking out your Facebook page and some of your music and stuff, it's great stuff, man.
Thank you so much.
Really, really cool stuff. I noticed that, you know, I was looking at some of the clips. At one point, I think there were as many people as Earth, Wind, and Fire has on stage.
Exactly. And hopefully chanting that groove.
So it fluctuates. Currently, how many people are in the band?
You know, our core is about six, and that's sort of the nucleus. Mm-hmm. And then occasionally we'll bolt on, you know, whether we can get a, you know, an accordion player or a fiddle or a lap steel, we'll kind of give it a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, I've actually worked the squeeze box into a couple
Beautiful.
Of shows, which is really, yeah. It
that's cool.
A whole new element.
Any flaming arrows into the, no?
Not yet.
Got to work that in there, man. Got to make Uncle Ted proud.
Yeah, it's a special Craigslist ad that answers that one.
All right, you guys, hang on, all right?
Cool.
We're going to talk some more. We got the news coming up. We got Steve and Larry from Trick Shooter Social Club, and we'll hear some of their music as well. But right now, we got to take a break. We got the news coming up right here on 720 WGN, and more after that. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiCilio here on 720 WGN. Ooh, song about Michigan. Trick Shooter Social Club is the name of the band. That's from an album called Generator, which is out now, correct, fellas?
Correct. Yeah, we're on kind of anywhere where you get music, all the streaming sites, iTunes.
And we've got Steve Szymanczyk.
Correct.
And Larry Liss.
Yep.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Welcome
hey.
Back.
Thank
so
you.
Let's start. Steve, how long have you been playing music, and how did that all begin for you?
Long time. You know, high school, sophomore year in high school was my first band. And, you know, just like a lot of people that get into it, you know, just kind of stumbled in with some friends, you know, could not really necessarily play the instruments.
Was it guitar?
I was always singing and playing guitar. We were like a four-piece literally rehearsing in my parents' basement, you know, and like that kind of thing. So we got a PA and the whole deal, you know, rehearsed on like 11, you know, like you do when you're, you know, 15. You know, it's ridiculous. Like full volume rehearsals.
Right.
And just, you know, started playing shows. And, you know, in that point, it was, you know, mostly cover, you know, just fumbling through it. And then, and then kind of through college, went more, you know, always had something going on, like little projects, singer songwriter, playing shows, bouncing around bands.
Yeah.
And same thing with Chicago. It's such a great music town.
When did you come to Chicago?
Straight out of college. So it was literally, I moved here fall after I graduated college.
Okay.
I went to University of Michigan.
Okay.
So,
all right, cool. Yeah. And Larry, what about you, man? How did it all start for you?
So I took a little bit of a different route. I grew up in Evanston, and there was a hip-hop scene. So I started out as a DJ.
Like, yeah!
House parties at the height of house music. So like when Farley Keith was like running the town.
Yeah.
So I grew up in that atmosphere, and then I ended up going to Southern Illinois, where, you know, hip-hop had not made its way.
No, really?
Right. So in the dorms where, you know, you learn most of your stuff, you know, there was a guy playing guitar. He was in a band, and I'm like, oh, all right. You know, people were paying attention. I'm like, all right. You know, I picked up the guitar, fumbled around with literally just bar chords, you know, and I'm like,
sure.
Oh, you can learn a lot out of bar chords, and still to this day, I think we're making songs out of three bar chords. So.
Well, you know, that's the basis of rock and roll, man.
Absolutely.
So how has the experience that you had in the hip-hop and house world influenced what you do now? Is it part of it?
I think so. I mean, I tend to look to percussion quite a bit as influencing the sound, and I pay a little to ask the drummer, you know, I'm probably the guitarist that's a frustrated drummer more than anything. Mm. So but
rhythms, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we tend to find interesting rhythms that way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm definitely interested in it, and to this day I still love, you know, the electronic scene.
Yeah. Cool. Very cool. Now, I heard a female voice there, and who is that?
Yeah, Adrienne Thomas. Great vocalist. You know, it's funny because we do a lot of like full up shows, and then we do some acoustic stuff like on Common Ground.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's funny because like the band itself, we've always had a pretty solid idea of what we wanted to be in, and we wanted to engage and get a female vocalist in. We just thought it'd be a really nice element. And Adrienne had played Uncommon Ground, and we just reached out to her, and we were just like, hey, you know, we like your sound, and God bless her, because, you know, we were, you know, four guys in a small rehearsal space. She didn't know us ever, you know? And I'm like, we're good guys.
Just we're like, okay. It's safe. Don't worry about
like,
it. Even though we're in a basement in Edgewater.
Right. Come on over. What could possibly go wrong?
Right, exactly.
and you know, and she's awesome. She's just like just a strong, sturdy, wonderful talent. And she's really grown with us. And it was
She adds a lot, man. I, you know, going back and looking at your music and listening to it and stuff.
Totally.
She really, she's got a nice component she adds to the band.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think for, you know, we tend to get put into that rootsy Americana kind of band, but like it brings a different element, and we really like that. You know, I think we're excited to kind of be a part of a tradition, but also put our own stamp on it. And I think, you know, Adrienne brings a lot of that to it.
Yeah, very cool. Well, why don't we hear a song? The CD is called Generator. By the way, the website is Trick Shooter Social Club, but we have a link on our Facebook page, and it's facebook.com/NickDShow for all the info. But you guys don't have any upcoming gigs for a little while.
Next thing locked in is Cubby Bear in November, and we're looking to book something probably late September, early October.
All right, cool. Cubby Bear. That's cool.
Cubby Bear.
Cubby Bear in November. Hopefully that'll be like right after they win the World Series.
Exactly.
so anyway, Generator is the album. Tell me about what song we're going to hear, and then we can talk about what, you know, the recording of it and all that stuff.
Totally. You know, in Generator, the idea behind it, you know, not to get too metaphorical, but the idea of the Generator, you know, it was important to us. There's the tangible, practical side, because whenever there's a flood or the disaster, the first things you hear is the hum of a generator somewhere. It's kind of the start of it all, right? And they're dirty and they're greasy and they're loud, but there's a certain amount of hope to it. I think the album is really about sort of resiliency and redemption. And this first song, Holy City Zoo, the chorus is, you know, I'll get through the night. And it's just about that. It, you know, we kind of kick the album off with a shout out at redemption, and then we sort of end with a song called In From the Cold, which is just sort of like a musical hug.
Okay.
So that was, it kind of kicks us off.
All right, cool. Well, here we go. This is from Generator, and this is Trick Shooter Social Club on WGN.
holy smoke and the baptism fire. The curtain drops and we're seeing the wires. Get through.
There it is, Trick Shooter Social Club from the album Generator. That's great stuff, guys.
Oh, thanks again.
So much fun. So much fun.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, tell me a little bit about the writing process. You guys said that you get together with some acoustics and you kind of – is that how it works? The two of you guys combine and –
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, like, you know, Larry and I will write together and we'll write separately and kind of pitch ideas at each other, like, hey, check this out.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times in the beginnings, we were a lot of times just recording stuff on our phones and, hey, what do you think of this? Shooting stuff back and forth and then just building on it and getting in the room and then playing it out.
And we tend to try to have enough of an angle on it before we bring in the band in, because we're blessed to play with some really great musicians. And they bring their own thing to it, too, but it always helps to have a little something to work off of. Otherwise, you just got to kind of show up with a thing and be like, we think we got something here. You know, let's add to it.
Are there influences from you? Like, who are some of your influences, some of your favorite artists?
For sure. I mean, I think collectively, you know, we have a couple common ground folks, and we bonded over Social Distortion, Larry and I, like, you know, from day one.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about, you know, Petty and the Heartbreakers and just the way they approach the game. And then I'll let you give yours as well. You know, personally, like, I'm a huge Steve Earle fan. I was just like,
I don't know if you guys heard the beginning of the show.
Oh yeah, I was dying in the green
room. That's my opening theme every night.
I just think he's so literate and so smart and so tasteful.
He's unbelievable.
Right.
I mean, such an amazing songwriter, such an amazing singer, and what a life that guy led.
Completely.
Good God, and puts it all out there too, man. I've met him many times.
Oh, really?
I'm friends with Tony Fitzpatrick, who does his album covers.
I know Tony.
Tony's a great guy, and I've got to meet Steve Earle many times, and he's also just unbelievably cool. Unbelievably cool. And his son is awesome too.
Yeah, I saw him play at Park West years ago.
He's great. He's just great. Yeah, Steve Earle is the man. You're not going to get any arguments from me on that one, man.
So he's one of those guys where like influence on so many levels, and like that's a guy that's like a compass. You're like, you know, what would Steve do?
That's right.
Now, when I went to Southern Illinois at Carbondale, like he was the first guy I heard, and consequently, when I learned hip hop was not going to be a path down there for me, but he was like one of the first like sort of Southern rock guys that I was like getting into. So.
The thing about Steve Earle, God, and we can talk about Steve Earle all night, but the thing about Steve Earle is that he's become, you know, he's fit in now, but like when Guitar Town and all those other records came out, the records after that, they never fit into like a mold. So he was always like, the country people thought he was too rock. The rock people thought he was too country. So for a long time, he really didn't have his own thing, but he does now. Like he's an elder statesman now. I mean, stuff, he's touring with Sean Colvin now. I mean, it's just, he's great.
And even lyrically, just, you know, and how it reflects on what we hope to try to do, you know, we wanted this album and our work to tell some stories, you know, and you know, he's such a great storyteller.
Absolutely.
You know, and so we tried to be inspired by that a bit too, and to have songs with characters and kind of put you in a place. And that's important too.
Well, my favorite Steve Earle song is Billy Austin. If you want to talk about telling a story.
Amazing.
Tragic. Okay, you guys, hang on. We're going to come back and we're going to hear another song from Generator, and we're going to talk some more. It's Trick Shooter Social Club, and we have a link on our Facebook page to all their stuff. Steve and Larry are going to join us again right after we take a break. Oh, yeah. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5. That's Trick Shooter Social Club from their second album, Generator. And Steve Szymancyk and Larry Liss are here. Hi, guys.
Hey, Nick.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the recording of the album. Where'd you guys do it?
Sure. You know, all locally. You know, we rehearse at a place called Mystery Street. So this is interesting. Been there for years, and Mystery Street also records, and they do a deal so you get a minute of recording time for every hour that you rehearse.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, how about that? How about that?
That's pretty unique, man.
You know, and when we first got there, we're like, yeah, that's great. Anyway, where's the room? And so, but, you know, 4 years later, we're like, hey, man, how many minutes do we have to have?
Yeah.
So, and, you know, it's a pretty live band. And again, like, you know, we were fairly well rehearsed. So, it's cool. They have like a series of live rooms that they sort of link together, and we had enough hours to kind of go in there and just kind of slam it. So we did principal tracks there and really kind of played live to tape, and then just really got into overdubs, but very few. I mean, it was really
that's cool.
You know, that was the essence of the recording.
That's
cool. I mean, again, first of all, the engineer was a total nice guy and really smart and got us right away. And so just having that sort of energy in the room was really nice, and we kind of felt like, all right, this could be home.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, me geeking out on the drums, the drum sound, it just sounded amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, we pretty quickly just sort of set up camp.
That's cool. That's very, very cool. So it's called Generator. It's out now. iTunes, everywhere. People can get it.
Correct.
And it's at trickshootersocialclub.com. Okay, we're going to play one more song, but before we do, I always ask musicians who come in two questions. The first one is, first album you ever bought? Like with your own dough, if you can remember.
Maybe the Clash Combat Rock.
Oh, you're cool. Okay.
I know exactly what it was. What? I can tell you exactly what
it was. No, it's going to be hip-hop, right?
Nope. Actually, I started we're, you know, all boys, 70s metal. Kiss Alive, one.
Ooh!
At Record City on Oakton in Skokie.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And first concert.
You know, it's funny. My first year of concert, I saw two concerts in the same year when I was, gosh, probably like 14, right around there. And it was, I saw Springsteen first, and then like 2 months later, I saw Michael Jackson.
What?
And it was funny. I think I covered, you know, like in those two shows, I covered a lot of ground.
You pretty much covered all of 1984.
Right.
That was completely covered.
Totally. It's like that was the continuum.
Right.
But yeah. So those
okay.
Were
how about you? First show?
Peter Gabriel.
Nice.
Yeah.
On what's Us or So
it was
Tour?
So.
Yeah. That was a great tour.
Yep.
My first record was Black Sabbath Paranoid.
Oh, nice.
And my first concert was Black Oak, Arkansas. You guys remember Black Oak, Arkansas? They had a song called Jim Dandy to the Rescue.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it's in Dazed and Confused, if you ever, it's in the movie. And but the opening band before their first album came out, Bad Company.
Nobody
knew who they were, and then Bad Company came out, and we were like, well, this is the greatest thing ever.
They just killed it, right?
They killed it. And it was at the auditorium, of all places.
Really?
Yeah, really, really crazy. So anyway, I like to ask those questions of people. All right, so the song that we're going to hear now is Annie Get Your Gun. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, again, like trying to get into just, you know, good, solid storytelling. So, you know, our protagonist is a woman, again, you know, just sort of a survivor. And, you see a lot of these stories in the album. It's also, to Larry's point earlier, about percussion and groove, we really wanted to kind of open this one up. We tend to have a lot of textured lines and layers and melodies interweaving in a lot of our songs. This one, we really stripped it out and made it sort of a groove-based thing, and that was the hope, anyway.
All right, cool. All right, well, here it is from Generator. This is Trick Shooter Social Club. Great, man.
Oh,
That's awesome. Thanks. Really great stuff. We're just having a lot of fun talking off the air while you guys were listening to that great song. Trick Shooter Social Club. You got a gig coming up in November at Cubby Bear. Please come back.
Oh, we would love
to. Before that, bring some of the other people and play live.
That would be amazing.
Can you do that? Bring some acoustics and come on into the studio and do some live stuff?
We'd be thrilled, Nick. Thanks so much.
Anytime you guys want to come back, I love your stuff. It was really great meeting you.
Dude, thanks so much.
Thanks.
TrickShooterSocialClub.com. Quick break, and we got the news coming up next.